This is Dave Gloetz of MrRadio.org. I'm here with Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader. How are you doing today, Ben?
I'm fired up, as Barack Obama would say.
Today we're talking about Ben's column in the October 3rd, 2008 edition of the Reader called Get Off the Pot. And it has a great photo of the mayor. And I can't believe this is a real, like, where would they get a photo of him sitting like that?
Yeah, I know.
I just kept thinking they photoshopped his head on a picture of somebody sitting cross-legged in a suit.
That's probably right. I'm looking at this probably
right.
Yeah,
I've never
seen
him in a suit like that.
It has nothing to do with graphics in a Reader.
Anyway, to summarize, your article talks about the fact that the city is facing a reported $420 million budget shortfall because it has relied on income associated with the sale and development of real estate, which isn't doing too well these days. And to stop the budget bleeding, you suggest that the city raid what you consider its slush fund, namely the money it's gotten from tax increment financing districts. And for our uninitiated listeners, we'll just say that tax increment financing districts are districts where the level of property taxes, there's a snapshot taken of them. And then when those taxes go up because of increased property value or what have you, the city takes that incremental money and puts it in a fund to use off budget for things that are explained in other of your articles.
Well, you know, I think you deserve a merit badge because I always love watching people try to explain TIFs.
How did I do?
Don't take it the wrong way. I'll give you a C minus. And you made the same mistake I did. So here, TIFs are a tax hike. They raise your taxes and they take the money that they raise and they put it in bank accounts controlled by the mayor. That's all you need to know about TIFs.
Well, as long as we're talking about money, let's look at what's going to happen in the next few months regarding the city's budget.
Okay.
First, the mayor says he's going to give his budget recommendations to the city council on October 15th, which is just a little less than 2 weeks from now. The city council has then to approve the budget sometime before it goes into effect on January 1st, at the start of the city's fiscal year. One way the city might balance the budget, as reported by union officials, is to lay off up to 1,000 employees. That's out of a total payroll of about 38,000. What do you think of all that?
Laying off people to balance the budget is just a really typical, inefficient way to get us out of the mess that we're in. It's what I call a great distraction. And they love distractions because if the public's distracted by something really simple and emotional like layoffs and who has clout and who doesn't clout, then they won't pay attention to what's really going on, which is a redistribution of your money from services that you would want, like parks and schools, to a bank account where the mayor can spend it as it chooses.
Do you think that many layoffs would cause some sort of rebellion?
A rebellion where?
Well, I'm just thinking about most city workers are pretty loyal, I think, to the city. And if a little less than 3% of the city's workers were fired, would you think that that could turn into some sort of movement?
Wow, that's a great... You know what? I've thought about things like this in different ways. I remember talking to firefighters that I know years ago. I always felt that firefighters could be a powerful force for change in the city of Chicago, particularly in the areas that they live in, heavily concentrated, like on the northwest and southwest sides. Because, first of all, their schedule gives them enough flexibility and freedom to get involved in a campaign. What is it, like 2 days on, 3 days off, something like that. So they have a lot of time free to get involved in campaigns, run campaigns, do door-to-door, be active during the day. And then the second thing, they're always griping. I don't know if you know any firefighters, but when they're not putting out fires and being like incredible supermen, they're complaining about the city.
They don't fit this profile of the loyal city worker that I just painted.
But ultimately, they don't turn their gripes into a political movement, and that's the point. And I think that the possibility exists, you're correct, that if Mayor Daley fires 1,000 city workers who presumably know a little something about how politics works in this town, that they could then take their free time and their anger and their need for vengeance and turn it into a alternative political movement. I suppose that possibility exists, but by and large, as I've written many times, Chicagoans are a sheepish people who pretty much do what they're told and don't rebel and go along. And so I think that if he fired 1,000 city workers, as hard as I find that to even imagine, that they would just go along with their life and they would not turn it into a political movement.
Let's talk about some accountability issues regarding tax increment financing. By your tally, the city has about $1 billion accumulated from tax increment financing districts. How did you calculate that?
I tallied it. What I did, it was about a year ago, I'd say. Every year, the city, when it comes to each TIF district, and there's over 160 of them, they produce an incredibly misleading annual report, which is almost unfathomable to any normal human being. Probably have to be a CPA to understand it. But the one thing that each TIF report does have is they have a bottom line number for how much money is in the bank account. TIFs are diverted to bank accounts. And so what I did with my wife's assistance is we tallied up all 160 plus bank accounts. We came up with a number. It was like 800 million or so, 900 million, something like that. That was 2 years ago. Now, remember, TIF reports are always a year old, so we're always a year behind. It could be that the city has spent a lot of that money or has obligated that money. But then again, whatever they've obligated, it had been offset by the proceeds that have poured in. So I just took that as a nice round figure to throw out there. I don't know if it's a billion, 800 million, 900 million.
Isn't there any public statement of revenues and expenses?
No.
I mean for each of the districts.
Yeah, the annual report, it's like an accountant statement. It tells you how much money came in and how much money went out.
Oh, so you can take a look at, just like you did,
yeah,
and look at not only the existing balance, but you could also take a look at how much money they spent.
Yeah, in a given year.
We've talked before about the fact that Cook County Clerk David Orr has over time provided more information, more transparency, if I can use that word, perhaps translucency is the word we should use, for tax increment financing in Cook County. Perhaps this is one initiative that would be easy for him to implement. Just simply take the numbers from those TIF reports, put them in a spreadsheet, and then have them summarized online. And that would be at least a start.
That's very labor intensive. And I'll tell you why. They don't provide in any form the information where you can get the computer to compute it.
That would be something they would have to undertake. You know, that'd be a good job for them.
Well, yeah.
We pay them.
I would agree. It'd be a very good thing for David Orr, the county, to do. And slowly, very slowly, over about 5 years now, people like David Orr are slowly coming out and exposing it. And so I don't know how much longer we're going to have to go before David Orr or Michael Quigley or the city council or somebody actually takes the time to take this TIF information and bring it to the public in a way that the public can understand it. We're not there yet.
Well, that's our mission, and we'll keep at it, and maybe some others will also. Ben Jarofsky, the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Dave.
This is Dave Gloetz. You've been listening to the rest of this story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.